From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. In a landmark ruling today against a suspected terrorist, a judge is ordering Ahmed Gaylani to life in prison. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports on the impact of Gaylani's sentencing today.
Ahmed Gaylani is the first former Guantanamo detainee to be tried in a civilian court here in the United States. And he was implicated in the 1998 African embassy bombing and was originally charged with about 290 counts of murder and conspiracy and was only actually found guilty by a jury late last year on one count. But that one count still meant life in prison for him today.
NPR's Dina Temple-Raston outside federal court in Manhattan. A prominent Southern Baptist leader has pulled out of a coalition that supports the rights of Muslims to build mosques in their communities. As NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty tells us, Richard Land said members were unhappy about his participation.
It seemed like a good idea at the time, joining an interfaith group started by the Jewish Anti-Defamation League to defend the right of a Muslim community to build a mosque near Nashville. But then Richard Land, who is perhaps the most visible face of the Southern Baptist Convention, began hearing from members. Some told him that it's one thing to defend religious freedom, but by getting involved in a lawsuit, that was equivalent to promoting Islam. Land says he doesn't agree with that perception, but he has to respect his constituency. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
As President Obama prepares to address Congress, including the House's new GOP majority tonight, the White House will attempt to link up with voters in every way possible: Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. We have the latest from NPR's Ari Shapiro.
White House officials want Americans to be able to interact with the people who crafted the policies in the State of the Union address. Senior presidential advisors will answer questions on Twitter as soon as the speech is over, and Deputy Communications Director Jen Psaki says people who watch the State of the Union address live on the website whitehouse.gov will see enhanced features as the president speaks.
When the president says, "I care about health care," there'll be a sidebar that says, what does he mean by that? What has he done for health care? When he talks about his commitment to clean energy, there'll be some specific facts so that everybody knows what he's talking about and how it relates to lines in the speech.
Psaki says the goal is to make sure people understand what the president is talking about and what his priorities are. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.
Russia is a step closer to adopting a new strategic arms treaty with the U.S. It passed the lower house today and heads next to the upper house, which could vote tomorrow. But lawmakers said the country has the right to abandon the pact if it felt threatened. The new START treaty establishes, among other restrictions, limits on each country of 1,550 deployed strategic warheads in 7 years. This is NPR News. Today, President Obama told Russian President Dmitry Medvedev that the deadly bombing at a Moscow airport yesterday was, quote, an outrageous attack on innocent civilians. The bombing killed at least 35 people and wounded more than 100 others. As NPR's David Green reports, the two presidents spoke by phone as another Russian leader, Prime Minister Vladimir Putin, warned of retaliation for the attack.
Prime Minister Putin usually takes the hardest line after an attack like this, and during a meeting with government ministers here in the capital, Putin said, "I do not doubt that this crime will be solved and that retribution is inevitable." So far, no one has claimed responsibility for the apparent suicide bombing Monday at Moscow's Domodedovo Airport. Recent attacks resembling this one have been the work of militants from the turbulent North Caucasus. That region of Russia includes Chechnya, where Putin gained popularity in the past overseeing battles against insurgents. President Medvedev, for his part, aimed his toughest talk at airport security personnel. The president said there was a systematic failure to ensure security at the airport, and he hinted that people overseeing security may not be in their jobs long. David Green, NPR News, Moscow.
Two Pakistani cities are grappling with the aftermath of suicide bombs today. Police say the first attack was launched in the eastern city of Lahore as police were protecting a Shiite Muslim gathering. At least 10 people were killed. A local police chief tells Reuters News Service the bomber was a teenager. Within hours, a second explosion went off in the southern port city of Karachi, again near Shiite marchers. At least 2 people were killed. Here's the latest from Wall Street. The Dow is down more than 50 points at 11,929. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.